It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Vicky, you know, I think I have been remiss. I haven't asked you, do we have a poll question for today?
You know, I was thinking about a poll question today because, you know, it's Monday. I didn't know if I should throw a bunch of shade out, but it is good look, bad look Monday.
Yeah.
And I saw something on the social medias that I thought, you know, this might be a good poll question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a friend's birthday today.
Okay.
And she posted a picture of herself, but then she also puts her Cash App on there.
If you guys want to buy me a drink.
I know, right? So good look, bad look. I'm going with bad look.
I'm going with bad look, too. And people do that all the time. They're like, I see a lot of that. I mean, you got people trying to evangelize to you that has hit up the Cash App. No, you get a lot of that.
So, and I was just seeking counseling from my friends.
Uh-huh,
okay,
right.
Okay, sure. It's just us.
Am I, because I'm that guy, am I petty? Because I will send you some money.
No, that's very sweet of you to do.
Well, hold on. Don't be.
Oh, there's a butt. Right. Oh.
Trust me, it's still me.
Oh, okay, okay.
A lot of things people say about me, sweet ain't never been right. I'm saying that right now. My mom would say that. Such a sweet boy she is. You gonna tell you that lie.
Shake her head, no.
Not that
wow.
one. Not that one of mine. Oh, but that one? Nah, he's not that guy. But I send you $2.
Oh, there you go. I see.
I send you $1.
I see.
I send you a quarter for every year you've been alive. Mm-hmm. So I just make up some creative way to send you some odd amount of money.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just to show you, like, I really think this is not
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I know. I don't either. I cringe when I see those things. I don't know. But maybe it's just me.
I don't know. Well, tell your friend, I'm sure they're listening, that you don't like it.
I mean, right. The thing is, it's like, send me some money.
Yeah.
What if I wanted to give you a gift? How about that?
Because they know you're not that thoughtful.
Well, okay.
They don't know damn gift for you.
Okay.
Well. I want your money.
Well, you won't get that either. How about that?
What if I wanted to re-gift you something?
Right. Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? I received a gift last year that would be perfect for you.
There you go.
When your birthday comes.
Thought of you when someone gave me this.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because I knew it wasn't for me.
Uh-huh.
So in order to cut down on the disappointment on the person's face, they handed it to me.
Yep.
And knowing it would be a perfect fit for you, I decided to be the great go-between. I'm just a mediator.
You just keeping it warm. Thank you, K-Mac. You making the world a better place.
Man, that's strong, man.
I'm trying to tell you, boy.
That's strong.
When I do what I can.
That's strong,
bro. Right,
that's strong.
You know, I'm just.
That's strong.
It is what it is.
You do what you do.
That's what exactly right.
I re-gift with the best of them. I know plenty of people who got ACC merchandise.
Right? Hey, I don't like a regift if it's a good regift.
Hey, that's right.
I don't hate it.
Man, I can't believe you got me this shirt. Yeah,
hey, I know.
I can't either.
Final four
for 2016. Congratulations.
I thought about you back then. I just took me while I get it to you.
Just been hanging on to it. COVID. Just blame COVID.
That's right, COVID. Y'all can ship because, you know, they ain't want to come pick it up.
I knew you was a big Villanova guy. Here you go. There you go. Enjoy. I'm sorry. I say these things, and people probably going to think that I'm talking. See, now I'm messed up.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that. That's jacked up.
Now, whenever I give somebody a gift, they're probably like, is this one of those things you were talking about?
Did you really buy this?
It's all radio, people. It's all radio. Mm-hmm. Just calm down. It's okay. Let's talk about matchups.
Let's talk about them.
So, Boston-Miami. What say you?
That's interesting. This is an interesting one. I think it's going to be evenly matched. I think it's going 7 games. I think Boston has the more talented team. Okay.
7 games?
Yeah.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah. But I think Miami have more players they can throw out there. So. It also depends on a parent said, send her a dollar, came back, by the way, on that Cash App. Yeah.
She'll take the dollar.
I think the Williams kid inside, he's going to play a factor because he's been out. And man, that's a good point, though. Boston beat Milwaukee without the big guy inside.
Yeah.
I just thought about it. Yeah, but I think Boston wins this.
I think Boston has the ability to win if they play team defense. They play team defense like they had when they were playing against Giannis. But I will say in the first two games, they are going to struggle with the pace from the Heat.
Mm, probably.
I think the pace and the shooting from the Heat is going to give them problems early on. And I think the first two games, they're probably going to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Once they figure that out, I think their defense settles in against Miami.
Mm.
Same way in last series, Miami kind of got a little sideways.
Philly.
Yeah. Whenever Philly decided to play defense, great, really good team defense, you see Miami looked a little pedestrian, right?
Yep, they did.
But Miami has such great athletes that can knock down shots. Like, Miami plays their entire series the way, in shooting-wise, the way Dallas played last night.
Mm, interesting.
Which is why I think that they're going to be somewhat of an issue, especially early on, before some adjustments can be made with Boston.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be very evenly matched series. Mm-hmm. And I would not be surprised if it goes seven games. And right now I'm saying Boston, but hell, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be totally blown away if Miami wins that.
So that game's coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Election day, actually. Game one, 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what we got. On to the next one, the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. Here's what I say about that. I have no clue, because I really don't know which Golden State team is going to show up.
Mm.
I know what Dallas is going to do, but it really is going to determine which Golden State team shows up. Is it going to be one where Jordan Poole is running around out there like he MVP, taking every shot he can, playing, giving him some good minutes, and Klay Thompson going cold, and Steph Curry trying to come in on the fourth quarter and salvage the game?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get that team? Or are we going to get the team where all three of them play great and they play great team defense on the big man or on whoever Green has, whoever Draymond has?
Man, that's good.
So which team are we going to get?
I don't know. I was trying to find out the record this season. I know the last time they played.
I think they're 1-1, I think.
The Mavericks beat them. They probably played more than that, but they probably played four times. The Mavericks beat them 122-113. Beat the Golden State Warriors. This is gonna be interesting. How they guard Luka is gonna be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Dinwiddie's gonna be able to play the way he played last night consistently over this series?
And it depends on which defensive team for the Warriors shows up.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm intrigued by this. I'm intrigued offensively for both of these teams. I'm intrigued. Can Luka continue to do his thing? And because I think Klay finally got that Klay Thompsonism back a little bit the last game.
You got some sparks there.
Yeah, you got sparks there. Steph's going to be Steph. Then, of course, the new guys you're talking about, Jordan Poole and can Wiggins maintain his level of consistency because he played well, keeping the game against Memphis the last game. So, we got a lot of storylines.
Yeah. February 27th, they played 107-101.
Okay.
Dallas won.
Yep.
Dallas won on March 3rd. And
was that the 122-113?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And on the 25th, when they all were there, Klay stepping up, Golden State blew them out 130-92.
Mm. So, that's interesting. So we don't know, right?
And I didn't see this game before. On the 27th, I guess that was close to the end of the season. So nobody really cared, but Dallas won 133-103.
Oh, wow!
But I think that was a game Steph, Klay, none of them played. I don't think.
Yeah, because of that. Yeah. So I think we do have an interesting sample size that tells us that it's going to be a good series, pretty much.
Yeah, I truly expect a good series from these guys.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. I'm not convinced. I don't know which team's going to show up.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of your Warriors teams going to show up. Really.
No, they your Warriors team. My crew's Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You don't like Golden State.
I love Golden State.
No, you don't. Well,
I never said. First of all, I never said that. I love Golden State. I love how they play. If you shoot the ball well, I love your team. If you can shoot it and you shoot a lot, I love that team.
Well, you know, you're telling the truth.
But I am curious to see how Jason Kidd, because they applaud him.
For going small?
To go small, and how he doubled. He took Booker out of the game. I think Booker took himself out of the game, pretty much.
Oh, absolutely.
But how they doubled, anybody's going to beat them. So anybody beat us, it's not going to be Booker. That's what he said. And I want to, but he got three guys on that team. Mm-hmm. Definitely two guys on the Golden State team where you got to take out. I'd be curious to see how he's going to play them defensively.
And if they take themselves out, it makes it a lot easier
for them. Yeah.
But if they shoot well and they do what they do best,
yeah.
I don't think Dallas has a chance.
Right. So, it'll be interesting to see the defensive strategy of Dallas, Jason Kidd, and how he's going to apply his guys to play defensively, and then, of course, how Steph and Clay and Draymond and the whole crew get busy on the offensive end. That's gonna be an interesting lineup right there.
I want to see where we end up. Real quick before we get out of here, because I know we got to run. DeAndre Ayton is up for a contract.
Yeah. But he was up last year, but I think he's a free agent this year, I think, maybe.
Truly a free agent.
Yeah.
Do you pay? Okay, well, number one, the latest on the Lakers saga continues.
Yeah.
Nothing has been changed whatsoever.
Sure.
Outside of Jeannie Buss coming out saying it was deplorable, it was horrible, right. She'd never been this way.
Last week she went off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody that says anything.
Right.
They're clearly going to have to make some moves.
Yeah.
Should they go after Ayton and move Davis or whoever else? And is that a good move for Phoenix?
I think it'd be a great move for L.A. to get rid of Davis and bring Ayton in. I think he'll excel in lovely L.A. It'd be a bad move for Phoenix. Phoenix should have signed him last year.
Yep. And I don't think they're
going
to get a chance.
It must be some stuff off the court. It's something going on. You got a disconnect with the team and Ayton for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Well, clearly he and the coach, he's not. Yeah, no,
something's going on. Maybe we'll find out. Like I said, we've got to wait for it.
Did he miss Bob Stoops?
We'll know next week. I told you guys wait a few days. Maybe we'll know next week what's going on.
Because it's coming out.
It's going to come out. Because it's something. It's not on the court. It's something else going on with them. I don't know what it is. But anyway, they play.
But you can't lose that kind of.
That guy can play, man.
On the court. And with this going on last
year.
And get embarrassed and get ran out the gym.
I agree.
Because they got ran out the gym last
year. Yeah, they did.
Not even close.
Right.
Not even close. By the way. Real quickly, you're going to get enough saying stuff about Mary J. Blige.
What about Mary J. Blige? Oh, the new one said that.
You're going to get enough of that.
She struggled on the.
I ain't never said that. I just said she'd be interesting conversation.
Tomorrow, I'm going to tell y'all exactly what came back said about Mary J. Blige. It ain't me. Don't shoot the messenger. I never said that.
Relive the best moments of The Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.